Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Give me that now and later. I can't get enough. So much to discover. Please don't stop me now. Every time I touch you, lift right off the ground. Let them go. All the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they
are. Hey everyone, on behalf of the Blue Angels filmmaking team, we wish to give a quick shout out to the U.S. Navy pilots, their crews, and all those making history every day wearing the uniform in all of our branches of service.
Working alongside the U.S. Navy and Naval Aviation to put this film together has been an absolute thrill and honor. Your dedication and courage is inspiring. Huge thanks for everything you do.
Glad to be here.
So that was the introduction to the Blue Angels documentary movie that premiered last night in Pensacola. Everybody else can see it starting today and on Amazon coming up in about a week. That was Glenn Powell, you know, the actor from Devotion, Top Gun, Maverick, and also J.J. Abrams, the producer of this particular film. And, man, we got to meet everybody at the big blue carpet event. It was outstanding. Captain Greg Wooldridge, retired three-time former Blue Angels commanding officer, talked to him on the blue carpet. It was a really, really neat event to get to not just meet these people who made the movie, but then to experience the movie with the Blue Angels was really a highlight.
Our Captain Greg Wooldridge, former boss three times. Talk a little bit about the burden and obligation of telling the Blues story, something that's so beloved by so many people. You know, this legacy that, you know, the Thunderbirds are great, but the Blue Angels are this total next level of thing. How did you feel about being able to tell that story?
Privileged, honored. Honored for us to be able to tell it and weave things into the story that, you know, when a person goes to an air show, they see airplanes flying around, not even aware of the humanity that drives those airplanes, fixes those airplanes, makes it happen day in and day out. To bring that to the screen was really special. And we want America to feel good about itself. I love the expression American exceptionalism. That was one reason why 5 years ago I told Rob Stone, the guy that he and I put this together, I said, Rob, we've got to bolster America. We've got to bring this back to light in this country that is suffering in the doldrums of division, polarity. There's so much good about America that Blue Angels personify that we needed to bring it to the forefront.
You know, one of the things that Commander Frank Weiser talks about when he talks about making Top Gun 2 is telling these guys who wanted to do things that he thought were outside the, you know, the envelope of safety. And he was there to make sure that what they did was safe.
Right.
I'm sure working with Hollywood folks who have their own ideas of what's going to be good and safe and work, and you had a little different idea. Yeah. Having commanded the team and been responsible for the lives of the people on the ground and in the air, were there ever times where you had to tell them, okay, we need to do this a little differently?
Absolutely. Because my obligation, my responsibility, was to represent both teams. The Blue Angels, who I love and have invested in time and life, livelihood, and the production team at Sutter Road, J.J. Abrams' team at Bad Robot, and John Turner's team at IMAX. Getting that team, giving them focus and perspective. And the other nice thing about having led the team three times, I knew little background things. You've got to capture this. You've got to capture that, right? So, yeah, it was just a treat.
You mentioned honoring Blue Angels who have passed.
Yes.
Which is a very high number.
Yeah.
I got to fly several years ago with Captain Koos the fall before he passed away. And that, to me, seems like a great opportunity in the movie to really tell something special about these men who gave their lives in full devotion to this endeavor.
Absolutely. People don't realize that this is a challenging, you know, risk-fraught endeavor that some haven't survived. And we tell that in the movie. And I've told a lot of people, take a tissue with you, because you might get teared up by the way we covered that. I mean, we showed things like the hearse that Jeff was in, driving up into the back of Fat Albert. Ooh, man, that's a...
I'm actually really glad I know about that in advance, because I'm sure I'll be bawling. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for contributing to the project and for serving the team three times and coming back and helping make this a reality. It's I'm so excited about it. Have you seen the full thing?
I saw it. It's not its latest and last iteration. I've seen
it's a surprise to everybody.
Four or five opportunities to see it during the last year, during post-production. But the final product, which we're going to see tonight, I haven't seen it yet. So I'm excited.
Me too. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
And then watching the movie, and we got to talk to the director, got to talk to several of the Blue Angels, some of whom I already knew, some of whom I hadn't met yet. It was really an experience. I'll come back to this in a second because the premiere itself, the T-Mobile folks, the Amazon folks, the people who put this on, the AMC folks who put that, it was first class. It was fantastic. And I'm so glad that all of the members of the team, former and current, got to see it because it was really a neat thing to enjoy it with them. I'm not going to tell you what's in the movie because the things that I would tell you that I thought were interesting, for the most part, I don't want to ruin any surprises for you. I will just share one example. When they do debrief, it's kind of amazing afterwards when they talk about the particulars of what went wrong. Listen to this.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Evan.
Yes, sir, boss. We'll debrief our practice of Real Central. Find out where to go.
All right, I'll take a safety four, rolling up a little break cross at 450, and the foot lead, which is the hair improved, worth the name of the diamond roll. Pay Doc $10 for a zipper and a collar. I'll fix it all. I'm glad to be here. Jeez.
Yes, sir, boss. I'll have it for safety. I'll have an underlying deep sag on the fan rollout.
If that sounded like gibberish to you... But that's how they do it, because it's the way they think, the words that they're familiar with using, the instructions that they understand. That's not gibberish to them. That's just what they do. And then, you know, I don't want to give too much away in the movie, but it's really cool doing the chair flying some of this stuff I know from every year we host the Blue Angels and or host the air show and talk about this stuff. With Craig McWhorter and with Walleye and different folks, but listening to just even the cadence as they do the chair flying.
Left turn for the Delta roll. A little more pull. Horizon 7-5 easing power idle. Ready roll hat. One left turn for the Fleur-de-Lis.
Cheers. Jonathan, chew it. Whispers.
That's just, I mean, it's neat to get the behind-the-scenes stuff, including about selection for the next year's team. This happened to be the 2022 team, and so they got to see selection for, like, Amanda Lee, now Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, Stalin call sign. She's the fourth pilot, the slot pilot, the first female jet pilot, all that kind of stuff. But for me, what was my favorite part of this was listening to all of the, particularly the enlisted, hoop and holler and cheer every time people came on screen. Watching it with them to enjoy seeing them and their friends and everybody get on the big screen.
Number four pilot for the Blue Angels. It's the best seat in the house.
I just loved that. Over and over and over, and cheering especially for their own, like the enlisted, the maintainers and all that. And then didn't expect this, but we got to the very end of the movie and they do a you wouldn't get this in your experience because when you watch it this won't have happened, but we've watched the whole movie get all the way to the end, they're rolling the credits. And everybody's loving it. Had a great time. Fantastic movie. Outstanding documentary. Everybody's cheering. And this is how the film ended in Pensacola last night. Pretty okay moment.